Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ghouls, and welcome to Doc Sludge's Toxic Cinema. I know you're going to say that wasn't all that information wasn't in the title on the webpage, but I ran out of room. So, anyway, welcome to Doc Sludge's Toxic Cinema. I am your host, Doc Sludge, and I'm joined tonight by Carl Kafer.
Our podcast salutations, partner. Mr. Doc. Nice to be here.
Yeah, excellent. And Scout is roaming around in the background trying to break stuff. So if you hear a little furball talking and or something goes thud, that's not me, that's Scout. So, well, Night of the Lepus, that is our movie for this evening. It is a happy belated Easter to everyone, except for with this Easter, the bunny eats people. Oof. Instead of people eating, well, eggs and stuff. I didn't want to refer to bunnies. Anyway, so, yes.
It's a very hair-raising movie. I'm just saying. It's very hair-raising.
Yeah. Sometimes this movie drives people hopping mad.
God. Deal with it.
Be prepared. This is going to hurt a lot. So, before we get into the movie, I actually have a little story for everybody that if you know me outside of the interwebs and the podcasting and the YouTube, I always say every single Easter that my mother is the Easter Bunny. I completely am not kidding. My mother is the Easter Bunny. And I bet you're saying, Doc, how is that? The Easter Bunny is a supernatural creature. Yes, this is true. The Easter Bunny is a supernatural creature that poops candy and makes kids happy. But my mom doesn't do that. No, she doesn't poop candy. It's so weird so fast. But back when I was in preschool, about, I think age 3 or 4, we had an Easter Bunny show up to our class. And for some reason, this Easter Bunny reminded me of somebody. And I finally was able to get close enough and look at this Easter Bunny, and I was able to look into her eyes. Figured out, you know what? The Easter Bunny is my mom. I can tell. Just by looking in her eyes. And, you know, this whole Easter Bunny getup, she has, you know, the big head with those mesh eyes and all that stuff she sees through. And I'm like, yeah, that's my mom. And the teacher's like, no, that's not your mom. That's Easter Bunny. I'm like, I'm telling you, that's my mom. That right there is my mom. Well, as it turns out, yes, my mom was the Easter Bunny for preschool that day. And the reason why that she decided to be the Easter Bunny is because, well, my father, when he was around, was 6'6" in height. Very, very intimidating. If, you know, you're this little 3 foot tall, or maybe this little tiny kid, and you look up and see this gigantic Easter Bunny, nah, that wouldn't work. You see, my mom was 4'11". Yes, 4'11". So she basically was about the right size not to intimidate kids. So that's why they brought her in as the Easter Bunny. And that is why my mom, like I said, is the Easter Bunny.
See, I thought you told me she was a Playboy bunny. No, I guess that wasn't you. I'm sorry.
No. That'd be really weird. But that goes from, like, all cute to, oof, way too much. Really fast. So, tonight's movie, Night of the Lepus, has all of the really, really fun ingredients of a bad movie from the 70s. You have bell bottoms. You have the annoying little kid that creates all the chaos. You've got DeForest Kelly. And
with a porn mustache. Porn mustache.
Yes, with a porn stash. And you got one crazy soundtrack that doesn't belong anywhere else except for on this movie. So we're actually going to be starting this on Amazon Prime. We're currently at 0000 on the timeline. So So we're going to do a little bit of a countdown and push play. And we're going to, jump right into Night of the Lepus. And if you really, really like it, wag the little bunny tail. All right, here we go. Press play in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and go.
There we go. Give me a second.
Yes.
I
forgot what this lion's name was, but he's always a damn jerk. Yeah, back in the 70s, there were a lot of films about just trying to solve the food problem that hasn't officially hit yet recently. It might sometime soon, but not right now.
By the way, wood paneling alert here. Wood paneling,
I love
first
paneling.
Of many. I'm just saying.
This film, for our researchers of Canada. And this movie is based off of a book based off of a real situation in Australia where they had an uncontrolled rabbit explosion.
Okay, so is this the opposite of Watership Down? You know, the revenge?
Oh, yeah. Watership Down is not a kid's movie. Just FYI.
Oh,
yeah, I really do.
Suicide bunnies. They're running into the fence.
They're really cute, though.
Well, wait until you see the giant ones.
Oh, yeah. There are rabbits in this movie that are bigger than grizzly bears.
Not really. You'll see.
Right, right. You know, it's funny. They try and make the rabbits further into the film look more aggressive by putting ketchup on their faces and filming them in slow motion with worms. It's hysterical. And I'm not ruining it.
Now, why is this actual footage from Australia?
Okay.
Yes. Keep that in mind. This is actual footage of what was going on in Australia at the time.
And if you notice the difference between these bunnies on screen and the ones that were in Australia, because these are actually domesticated rabbits they used for this movie, not the actual wild jackrabbit-looking rabbits.
So,
I mean, look at this.
I was mentioning this has got quite a cast. Stuart Whitman, DeForest Kelly's in this, Janet Leigh, the guy from Motel Hell, Rory Calhoun.
I use preservatives.
Yes.
That's a Motel Hell joke for you.
By the way, those rabbits there, they do kind of look scary. It's almost Stonehenge-like, right?
It is. It is, right. What I love about the 70s, they made movies about everything. Killer sharks, killer bunnies. There was...
My favorite is Frogs. Of this type of movie, Frogs is fucking great.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
The one with Ray Milland.
There was a movie that was supposed to be made, and there's a poster for it called Barn of the Blood Llama. I don't know anything else about it, but I remember reading a lot back in the day about it.
Well, there is a movie called Llamageddon.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, I know. Well, one of my friends at work, he and his girlfriend absolutely love that movie.
Warrens! Now, that is Rory Calhoun.
Yes. Now, unfortunately, back in the 70s, this is a stereotype. If your horse breaks a leg, you know, the horse doesn't make it. But not anymore. They actually can do something about it now.
Yeah.
And one thing I always love about this one is how colorful it is. Like the blue skies and everything else. It's just this amount of beauty you don't see in film anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, they just kind of like take it. It's like, all right, you know, this is a fact of life, and that's the way it was out west. There he is.
Them bones. Sorry, I had to go there.
The porn stash is strong for this one.
Yes. But Jim, he's dead.
He looks chewed on by rabbit, too.
I have rabbits.
And that is Stuart Whitman, by the way.
Yes.
Trust me. We won't go around killing everything. Bye.
You know, I love how sci-fi and fantasy films move from the comic era, you know, like 1950s and 60s with the Godzilla films and the rest, to just pure environmental terror. So cool.
No, that was a very big thing in the 70s. That was huge. One of the things you got to remember, there was that great article with the Native American chief with the tear in his eye, all the littering and things like that. This is when Earth Day was, you know, that was the 70s when Earth Day was made, you know. And that was big.
Oh, yeah. Was the DD, Daniel DDT in the 60s or 70s?
70s. Early 70s.
Okay. Yeah, that was another big contributing factor.
There's your stupid Moppet there.
Oh, this child is the basis of all the chaos and carnage in this movie.
Playing you with your that love hair. Now you go fight.
One of these days, I would love to watch movie Prophecy. Not the one with Christopher Walken, but the monster movie from the 70s, the mutant bear from Mercury from the paper.
All you have to do is schedule it, Doc. All you have to do is schedule it. Seriously.
Yeah, I definitely will. The next couple of weeks are going to be kind of busy. Next week is going to be busy. The first and second week in May are going to be insane. Did you imagine William Shatner in this movie?
No.
The rabbits are making so much chaos out there. They're wiping out the town.
They're running. Why can't I run?
Where are they running to?
Not run, rut. I tell you, you want an odd William Shatner movie?
Incubus?
Incubus is one of them. The other one I was thinking of was Impulse.
Ooh. I have to check that one out.
That one, basically, the water gets infected and everybody fucks everybody else.
Aha.
And I'm not joking.
And hence the name Impulse.
Yes.
And no rabbits were hurt in the making of this film, just so you know. However, the person who they put in the bunny suit, I think their ego was kind of bruised. But we'll get there.
Yeah.
Rabbit's hormones, they're going to be hornier than usual.
Yeah, the best way for that is not to pay her. That's how you get a hormone.
You might get stabbed for that, though.
Hey, it's an old joke. Give me a break.
Oh, I know. I know.
Not like you haven't heard it before.
Heavy?
The joke for the moaning.
I had to say it.
Yes.
Good moaning to you.
Yeah. This kid.
I wish I had a pony.
This kid.
I wish I had a bunny.
This kid.
Releases the bunny of doom.
I love this kind of sweater. I think my dad used to have one like that. Nothing screams 70s like a sweater like that. Oh, this little monster. You know, that's one thing I wanted to bring up about the monster movies in the 60s and 70s, or, you know, films like this. A lot of them have got, like, a kid in them. And if you look at the Japanese Godzilla films and, you know, Gamera, you've got Godzilla vs. Megalon, you got the kid in that. All right. In the Japanese version, it's not a problem. Kid's fine, does whatever. But the American overdub, it's like, oh, my God, the most annoying child on the face of the planet is in this film, but it's doing nothing different from the Japanese movie. It's just the dubbing. But this kid is just annoying.
Well, you know, it's relatively known that kids can be annoying. I mean, don't forget the apocalyptic films, post-apocalyptic, you know, where you know, the kid, you know, hangs around, you know, sort of this hero, and they have a hero's journey together, and almost always the hero dies and the kid takes over. You know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
The Road.
Well,
you know, one of my favorite what's the name of that? I can see it. Never mind. I can't think right now.
Well, you've seen The Black Scorpion, right?
Mm-hmm.
The kid in that absolutely did not need to be in the movie. Did not need to be there.
No.
But I have to admit, it did. Having the kid in the movie did create some chaos for a couple of the best scenes in the film. But it's just like, come on. I mean, yeah, you want to make, you know, the matinee money so that, you know, you put that type of stuff in there. It's like, oh, great.
I'm going to take this money and rule the world. Yeah, she switches them.
Yeah.
For no reason at all.
Yeah, none whatsoever. How many people die because this child does this?
Yeah.
You know, I'm really pushing this way too far and making it absolutely ridiculous, aren't I?
Well, you're right. Obnoxious kids are obnoxious kids. Which is
right. And then they create their, like an apocalypse of something because they just had to grab the bunny.
Ugh.
With all the craziness that does happen in this movie, you know, it's, I don't know, it's fun, it's dumb, it's slightly annoying, but it's fun.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and I have to admit, if I was given the chance to bring a bunny home, I probably would not, because of, you know, having a scout, but I would with a rabbit and give it snuggles and love.
And, of course, that rabbit is the one that makes every rabbit big.
Right. And you, the kid with the hat, what the fuck?
Yeah, seriously.
Why is the camera system going off?
I don't know.
I have to check that. Okay. Just a little side note. I basically put together a security camera system for my apartment where I am, and it just alerted, and it told me that it's getting dark out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have sensitivity cranked way too high, but that's fine. When we get to the end of the ending area of this movie, I would definitely want to bring another film up that I think about every time I see that, like the end scene of the movie.
Okay.
And it's actually a movie that I would love to do a show on.
Ooh, they're lighting fires.
Yep, the 70s, where you could wear jeans and a jean jacket and still look like a badass.
Yep. I had a jean jacket.
Me too. I've had a few of them in my short career on this planet so far. I have the captions on. On the movie because my microphone that I have is very, very sensitive. So this when the scene just started here when they're wandering up to the pond, it says relaxing music. Yeah.
Good.
Music does not match.
Of course, you need relaxing music.
Yeah. But sometimes it just doesn't work in this movie for some odd reason. If you have, I think we have a Sasquatch. Does that remind you of the Bigfoot tracks he used to pull out, like for Planet Discovery or In Search of, the old TV shows?
Right, I
about
remember
Bigfoot.
Those.
Yeah, yep. That's what it reminds me of. Take a plaster cast now. I have to admit, horses really make me uncomfortable. Not on movies, but actually, like, being around them making me nervous.
By the way, the kid with the Stetson hat, he's almost as obnoxious, by the way.
Yes. He's partially to blame for the chaos of this film. Back in the 70s and 80s, you could literally go into a gold mine and just go on crazy adventures. Now, nowadays, parents are a little bit more careful about what kids usually do, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
All right, kids, go play in the swamp for 4 hours. I can do that. Actually, that's what I used to do. In there. Oh, look, my mom.
You know, they're trying to bring tension into this, and I'm just letting you know, it's not working.
No. There is no tension in this movie. Whatsoever.
Look at that. It's like we're watching Wolfen 2, or not Wolfen 2, Howling 2. What's her name? Ripping off her bra 47 times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot her name. Was it Sybil Danning?
Sybil Danning, that's who it was, yes.
Ha-ha, I'm good.
Gotcha.
This is also back in the era.
Stephen and I did an interview with Philippe Mora, who directed that film, and he was a hoot. I love Philippe Mora.
Like I said, back in the 70s and 80s, you know, you find it was a wild world back then, being a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, yeah.
we got to do so much stuff. It's like, hey, you want to go down to the railroad tracks and throw pennies on the rails, you know. Now it's, I don't know, a lot more fun, I think. It definitely was a lot, not much safer than it is now, but it was a lot more fun.
Yeah. Agreed. I grew up in the 60s and 70s. It was a different time, trust me.
Oh, yeah, and back then, if you tell people there were giant rabbits enough times, they'd actually believe you, according to the movies. That is.
There's a scene in here we'll talk about, okay, which absolutely just always, always just breaks me the fuck up.
And you know, some of those old Tangelos and all that fruit are still shipped in the same type of boxes that they were back in the 70s. It's great.
Yep. Uh-oh, there's growling.
Oh, here we go.
Now, if you haven't noticed, the way they do this, okay, is extreme close-ups of regular-sized rabbits. And I'm just going to tell you right now, this happened in real life. Oh, it's ketchup, catch a face.
Mm-hmm.
If this happened in real life, I'd be calling Elmer Fudd. I'm just letting you know. Elmer, it's rabbit season down here. Go on down and help us out.
Oh, these cars.
Hmm. Oh, the cars are fucking great. Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah, you could hit. These are bulldozers at the time, man. 8 miles to the gallon. Pure horse tires, down the road.
Oh, yeah.
Not one vegetable survived.
Nope. Personally, if I were going to remake this, I'd do it animated and get Bugs Bunny involved. Seriously.
Yeah. That's pretty funny. The gore is pretty decent.
Yeah, the gore is decent.
Yeah, this is back in the era where PG, you get away with a lot.
All sorts of stuff. Oh, without a doubt.
No, they used bunnies. Out of the three of them, he's the one who looks the most concerned. The guy with the phone. Two bodies in 20 minutes. All right. That's a record.
Yep.
I really got to admit, this is like one of the best prints I have seen of Night of the Leapers. Back when,
yep,
you know, it would play on TNT Monster Vision and TV all the time, the print was like a third or fourth generation VHS, so it looked kind of crappy. The DVD version looked really good. The Blu-ray looked fantastic, and this looks even better.
Yeah, this looks really good.
Are we claiming bunnies rule? Yes, we are. So we have saber-tooth tiger bunnies. Oh, boy.
Gore is actually pretty decent.
Yeah.
Now, talking about 70s, PC movies, I think the king of that is The Little Girl Who Lived Down the Lane, which is a PG movie, and it is creepy as fuck. And not only that, you've got, let's see, you got pedophilia, you got hamster killing on screen, mind you. Lots of murders. You've got Jodie Foster's body double completely nude from the back. And she was 14 years old when she filmed this. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, that movie is the epitome of, we don't give a fuck what you think, we are doing it and we don't care.
Yeah. Now the interesting thing is she doesn't like the film. I think it's a great film. I think it's an absolutely fantastic film. But that's,
I was really impressed by it, to be honest.
Yeah, well, were you part of the commentary watch we did? I know Rachel and I did that.
I may have watched it with Joey, maybe. I'm not really sure.
Okay.
But yeah, I have seen it. And I was like, dude, whoa. Yeah, that's one of those movies you got to be real careful with. Because
without a doubt.
Yeah. Like, be careful with it, and it's one of the ones that will upset a lot of people, which is fully understandable because of all the things that they tackle in it.
And the other thing, I have to say, Martin Sheen's most creepiest role he ever was in. Period.
Oh, yeah. I thought that movie was made to make you feel uncomfortable, and it succeeds. It's got this
tremendously.
It's got this, like, I don't know, grimy, dirty feel to it. That's like, oh man, I need a shower after watching that. The thing about movies from this era, some of them have like a fun feeling to them, like this one does, even. You know, with a silly premise and everything, but there's other movies that just feel malicious and just dirty and dank and like, ugh.
Yep.
And they succeed both in what they're trying to do.
Oh, yeah.
And no, those are not impact craters. Those are bunny holes. That's how they're gone. Look at that scenery.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, that's another thing about these older movies. They want to show you where they are. Like, you know, in action movies and different films nowadays, it's just like, okay, we have a 4-second establishing shot and then bam, that's it. And it's usually CGI. Here?
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell this part right here looking up from the bunny hole is a matte painting, but the rest of it, it's like, this is real in the background, trees, hills, etc.
Yeah. Yep, agreed.
Don't fall in.
Just so you know, some people might not know this. Short Women's wife is Janet Leigh. She, of course, is best known for her role as Miriam Crane in Psycho. She's the victim in The Shower. This is 10 years after, so... She's also the mother to our supporting actress winner of this year, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Got three holes.
The mother and the father, Tony Curtis, is actually going to be in our film that we're going to do tomorrow, which I'll talk about afterwards during housekeeping.
Janet Leigh and her daughter, were in Halloween H2O.
All right.
And I actually saw Halloween H2O with my mom in the movie theater, and we actually had a blast with it. That proves
wow.
how cool he is. Yeah. Yeah, I really have to admit, my family's pretty cool. I wouldn't exactly play Cards Against Humanity with them, but they're pretty mm-hmm. cool. And while the movie's going on here, I actually have an HTB Easter bun from Jamaica that I've been nibbling on. It's like a spiced bun with raisins in it. It's so good.
Nice. Well,
yep.
I got myself and my soloist at my church, we got this really good, great, I mean, really, really high-grade Easter eggs filled with peanut butter. I got her a milk chocolate. I got mine a dark chocolate. Oh, my God.
They were good. Awesome. Very awesome. Yeah, I had a really hard time finding black jelly beans this year. And I was actually able to find some at Walgreens. And then I was on a quest for the Cadbury mini eggs, little chocolate ones. All
yeah.
Walmarts here in central New York are sold out. I went to the Walmart that, like, 10 minutes away from where my parents live. They had several pallets of them. I'm like, oh, boy.
Nice.
So yep.
Well, you know what? The day after a chocolate holiday, I used to always get about 3 or 4 shopping bags of chocolate for the office.
Oh, yeah. 75% off. I love it.
Absolutely. Notice how they're shooting the rabbits. Those rabbits are regular size. They're just shooting them with an oversized lens and then close up.
Yep. Sideburns.
Oh, yeah.
Those big D-cell flashlights. Oh, yeah.
You should.
Oh, yeah. You know, I actually got into a discussion with one of my coworkers of the last couple of days about the Super Mario movie, that Super Mario Brothers movie that just came out. I
right.
went to the drive-in to go see it, and I literally drove out 45 minutes in. It was, to me, it was beautifully animated, but it was basically a crap premise. And it kept on doing, hey, remember this? Hey, remember this? Hey, remember this? Yes, just give me some plot, please. And I really enjoyed, like, the 1993 Super Mario Brothers movie with John Leguizamo and Bob Hoskins.
Yeah.
I love that movie. My coworker felt completely the opposite, but we still agreed on it, and we had a great conversation anyway.
Nice.
He couldn't stand the Super Mario movie, the old one. And he's like, the new one's awesome. I'm like, okay, cool.
Now look at that. That, yeah. The rabbit is not scary.
No.
And this is all done in miniature.
Yep. Here they come, bonbon away. Wrong way, left.
Go straight into the rock.
Done.
Run away.
This is one.
Uh-oh.
Are we watching Tremors or for a rabbit movie?
Kill the rabbit, kill the rabbit, kill the rabbit, kill the rabbit.
Yep, there's a bunny. There's the guy in the bunny suit. I just love how it's like, the music is ridiculous. It goes from all that to nothing.
I know.
You know, okay, I have to admit, doing the rabbits in slow motion or having them on screen in slow motion isn't very intimidating. But you know what really, really was intimidating when I first saw it was the bunny guy. Bunny guy again. The Templars from the Blind Dead movies, the first one especially, when they're riding the horses and, like, chasing people in slow motion, extremely intimidating and impressive. Bad Bunny Man is gone now. I ain't got no bunny.
And which one of them is Bunny O'Hare? I'm just asking.
I don't know, but they're really hopping to it now in the movie. I did that one already, didn't I? Hit the kaboom switch. There you go. Don't worry, folks. Those are styrofoam rocks. Nobody's were hurt during the making of this song.
Nobody
covered
got
in ketchup.
Hurt.
Right. Covered in ketchup, yes. Hurt, no.
But my favorite bunny of all time in films. No, I'm not talking Bugs Bunny here. Do you know a movie called Local Hero?
I've heard of it. I think I've heard you mention it before.
Okay, well, it's a very interesting comedy set in Scotland, and these two guys from the oil company who's trying to build, they basically run over and stun a rabbit, and they name it Trixie, and they sort of adopt the rabbit, which ends up at their dinner later. You killed Trixie!
Yeah, Amanda's the reason this shit happened.
Put her in the home for wayward monster kids. Monster movie kids, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was one of them, for sure.
No, well, I said that wrong. It should be Monster Movie Kids, not Monster Kids. Monster Kids are awesome. We enjoy movies like this, but Monster Movie Kids, yes, Gamera's good. Go over there, King Chiro. It's okay. Gamera's good, we know. Here's your medication.
Mothra, too. Come on, you got to love the twins.
Okay, the twins, yeah. They're cool.
Now Bun Buns are angry. No Cadbury eggs for you.
I mean, you got to admit that what they're trying here, they're doing, they're giving it the best shot they can. But I'm sorry, it doesn't work. I do think that cinematography and the fog and that helps tremendously.
You know, the funny thing is they actually did this movie 100% serious. And I am so shocked that there is no behind-the-scenes footage of people losing their shit laughing during the making of this movie. Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Did a little horse, aren't we?
The one thing is when you get the end credits, take a look at the animal trainers. How many there are. There's a shitload.
Oh, yeah. We're not talking they're using a bunch of bunnies. They're using hundreds of bunnies.
Mm-hmm.
You need a lot of people to wrangle them in. You're like, oh. We're like, we don't want to run. We want water, dagnabbit. we had this many horses freaking out at once on a farm at night would be very nerve-wracking. I would,
yeah.
I mean, in reality, definitely. Then seeing these fluffy idiots, I'd go right back in the house and just shut the door and say, yeah, we're done here. I am moving to New York. Okay, the shadow work with the rabbits. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, but when they start this, the slow motion, and they try to make them as big as horses, it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
It's almost like a horse is a miniature. They got it switched.
How could something be so cute, be so destructive?
Yeah, all it is just a guy in a rabbit suit rubbing ketchup on horses and wrestling with them.
Well, it's not only that. It's they're using regular size rabbits, but they're using camera tricks and miniatures to make them look bigger.
Yep.
That's most of the work here.
No, this guy here, if he had just stayed, he would have been fine.
Exactly.
But nope, we have bunnies. I wonder what bunny roars would sound like in real life if they could roar. You can tell the tire tracks are just, this is funny. Out of proportion.
Yeah.
The hell is this? Is this a tornado? No, it's bunnies.
It's a bunnado.
Mildred.
Now, I have to say this. When you're talking about bad movies, and I guess we would call this a bad movie, this is not anywhere near the apex of bad animal movies. My beloved Blood Freak, if you've never seen it, you got to see it. It is the only pro-Christian, anti-drug, mutated turkey monster movie wherein the director, who is also the narrator, is lecturing you on how bad drugs are while he's chain-smoking and going into a coughing fit. There you go.
Yes. It's so bad, it's wonderful.
Oh, I love that movie. I fucking love that movie. Now, as they attack, you could tell these are miniatures. You could tell they're miniatures.
Right. And also, just so everybody knows, the scene that's coming up here, none of these rabbits were shot. They were sprayed with an air gun so that there was a reaction. And yes, there is ketchup involved, so don't freak out. Okay. I love it. Intense music.
I still think this should have been titled Watership Down, The Revenge.
Yeah. What I don't understand is shooting the rabbits or monster or whatever is outside the door from inside only weakens the door.
Exactly. But they also know you're there now.
Exactly.
See, this is all miniatures.
Yep, and if they didn't do this, everybody would be chilling out just fine. And then the rabbits would eventually leave because the food supply runs out.
They just want food.
Okay, yes, if there's a rabbit or creature trying to get you through the floor, yeah, shoot it. But don't bring attention to yourself.
Too early in the movie for them to die, by the way. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bleed so you can kill it. No. Thank you, Arnie.
Run away! Run away!
These rabbits really are very, very cute.
You don't find stores like that anymore, unfortunately.
No, you don't.
Sorry, dear, but you're toast.
Oh, yeah. Poor girl.
So quiet.
By the way, shot in New Mexico, just so you want to know that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
82, 83. Where's 84? Or 81?
Nothing could stop the rampaging bunnies. Nothing. It's a blitzkrieg of... I don't know where to go with that.
No, generally I really like a movie, but in this case I don't really care what happens at all. No reaction to my bad joke, please.
It took me a moment. I was like, wait, what?
Okay, that was fake, but that's okay. I'll take it.
Funny man again.
Ah! That's about as realistic blood as I've ever seen. I'm just saying.
What is it, red paint? Red paint and ketchup again?
Yeah. One thing you got to say about the film, though, it is paced rather well.
It is. I mean,
we're actually two-thirds way through the film.
Yeah, I mean, it rolls really. Once it starts going, it's quick like a bunny. Oh, yes.
Well, I was thinking more goes down the toilet, but that's okay.
Yeah, true. Sure. Oh, my gosh, I think I just found Billy in a giant bunny turd. That's a cool shot when the sun comes
out.
Yeah,
that is a nice shot.
They were eaten?
Yeah, true.
This little shit again. Because of you, everybody's dying.
I take it back. This was filmed in Arizona, not New Mexico. Well, apologize.
No worries.
So this was originally titled Rabbits, but MGM changed the title to and voided including any rabbits in any promotional material to keep the mystery.
Yeah. You know what more recent monster movie reminds me of with the promotional material? Remember back in 1998 when they were making the TriStar made the Godzilla movie and they never showed what Godzilla looked like until it was accidentally released in a newspaper by USA Today specifically? That's what they did with this movie.
Mm-hmm. Now, there was a 1972 animal attack movie that was a lot better than this one. You know what one that was?
Is it like night eyes with the
rats? No. Nope. You're right about the rats. Willard.
Oh, yes.
And I got to say, if you like Willard, the remake is actually pretty damn good. There's a scene in it where Crispin Glover is feeding the rats some cashews out of a can.
Mm-hmm.
And the brand is Numb, N-U-M-B. I said, oh, my God, Numb it's nuts. Numb Nuts.
Nice. Yeah, all my friends' families, when we were growing up, used to have one of these pickup trucks with the camper on the back. And I actually think it was the same color as this one, too.
No, I will just say that I'm reading a little bit about the critical reception of the film, which wasn't good. Let's just leave it at that.
No, it wasn't. But it definitely has hit a small cult status.
Oh, no, there's no question of that. None.
Hey, Bud, how's it going? Want to join us for dinner?
Obvious miniature sets. I mean, incredibly obvious.
Oh, yeah.
Now, listen, if you saw all those fucking rabbits, I don't think you'd be walking.
No, I'd be running.
Yeah.
Well, actually,
or at
in
least
my
jogging.
Health case, I probably walking briskly.
Yes, there you go. Now, another wonderful creature movie that was filmed in Arizona, which I think is one of the best ever, is Tremors.
Oh, yes. That's a perfect balance of horror, comedy, and just pure fun silliness. And the sequels are good, too.
The sequels are very good. You know, they're certainly stepped down, but they're still fun as hell.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think who the sheriff is, but I've seen him before, too.
Yeah, he's very familiar.
Hold on, I'll figure that out momentarily.
Bringing in tanks for the rabbits.
Yep. Paul Fix. That's who it is.
Okay.
Paul Fix. And you would know Paul Fix from a lot of 50s films.
Yes. Now, with a paint job, that would definitely be a good mystery machine.
Yeah, true. Probably the biggest film that Paul Fix was in was The Bad Seed. He was in Giant, too, with James Dean. He played Elizabeth Taylor's father. So just know you. So you know who Paul Fix is.
Yes.
Nice.
And all those people are dead too, along with the switchboard.
Your direction. All right. That's where you are. I'll have a car pick you up. What's that all? They're holed up in the building, you did. Got him. There's a hole. watch nice better on any of them without telephones. What we need.
Yeah, the thing is, you still are. I'm watching this movie, and it's the first time I've seen it in like 3-4 years. And I still want to see what happens. You know, I mean, there is something here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes, the movie has the absolute actual tension in a wet part, but it's still fun to watch.
Yeah. Come on. If DeForest Kelly was a porn stash, what more do you want?
Good point. I love it. The bunnies come on screen, and my caption says, breathing heavily.
Okay, I have one problem with this whole movie.
What's that?
Okay, they just ate. Where's all the shit that comes out of them?
Right.
You know, at least in Jabberwocky, there's that scene where Michael Palin walks into this giant pile of shit, and he says, I think we're getting close.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but these are not scary rabbits.
No. They're really just adorable.
Yeah. Now we're getting to one of my favorite scenes in a whole movie. Okay?
Yes.
And as a preface, I should just say, and I worked in a drive-in.
And I love drive-ins, hands down, period, that's it. One of my favorite things.
Well, you'll understand this in about 2 minutes. A couple minutes here.
Bridge over the river, Kwai! I know I pronounced it wrong, but anyway. I just want to pick up one of those bunnies and just hug them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a very, very, I have a huge soft spot for cute and fuzzy. Cats, dogs, rabbits. Oh, yeah.
No, I'm a cat person. Always will be a cat person.
You know, I grew up, I have to admit, I grew up with dogs, and then I had my, and I was very okay with cats. Not like I don't like them. I used to love cats, but now it's just like I am a cat person through and through. Yeah, we have one of these train stations a couple blocks from where I am. They're basically this little hut that's on a steel pole that's about 15 feet high. Because right where I live, there's a brewery, and the train comes in every other day for supplies for the brewery. And it's, like, really cool. So, yes, this guy is actually safe, believe it or not.
They're going to kill all the rabbits. Kill the rabbits. Kill the rabbits. Sorry, I did it twice, I know.
They're,
you only
they're
do going a to
fry them up a little.
Boy, I want some Hassenpfeffer.
I was just going to go there. I was trying to get that joke out, but you got me. You got it for me.
Well, ah, the drive-in. Now, listen to what they say to the people at the drive-in. This is fucking hysterical.
Yes. And it's Tom and Jerry, by the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, attention.
Your rabbit started this way.
All of your windows. Turn on your lights.
And they all do it. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Trust me, if that was at the limestone driving, that wouldn't have happened. You know what would have happened at the limestone driving? I don't know if you remember Targus. They go to the drive-in, and all the people pull out guns from the back of their trucks. That's what happened.
That's actually the movie that I was going to bring up with this scene was the movie Targets with Boris Karloff.
Right.
It's coming out on Criterion Blu-ray and DVD. And it's one of the best films I've seen in a very long time. And it's extremely tastefully done, and it's a mass shooting film. There's been a lot of those lately.
Now, I must also give a shout-out to a film that Stephen Ronquillo and I did a commentary watch on a couple of weeks ago called Drive-In. And it's a 1976 film directed by Rod Amato, filmed in Texas, and it's fun. It's just fun.
Mm-hmm. I should have heard from Jerry on that. You're going to need a bazooka instead of that pea shooter. I hate to say it, but in this scene that's coming up with the camper, the kid gets even more annoying.
Oh, mommy! Oh, no!
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, obnoxious kids, man.
Especially in the cause of chaos. Look here, you old monster. Put the rabbit back. But without that, we wouldn't have this movie, so...
Well, I'd say in this case, it's not duck season, so Daffy is safe.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry, everyone loves Bugs Bunny, but I love Daffy Duck. Sorry.
It's all good. Don't be.
The problem is none of these scenes with the rabbits is scary.
Right.
Right, and it's supposed to be scary.
More goofy than anything. It's like we're supposed to be, intimidated by these giant growling bunnies when they're just sitting there going, I'm cute and adorable. I'm not dangerous. Man, with those flashlights, you can use them as a lethal weapon. That battery's huge.
Yeah, really. Yeah, unfortunately, guys, you're a good actress. You got some decent, solid actors here. You ain't making it in this film because it just doesn't work.
It's too silly.
TNT.
Dynamite. No. Road Flyers.
Dynamite.
Here they come. Oh, it starts.
Mommy.
Hot and Pepper version 1?
Yes.
And also rule of... Oh, my...
Shut up!
Oh, God. All right. Bobo,
Buff Nuts and Grumbles, eat the kid first. Do it.
No, no, Mommy. Watch out, Mommy. Mommy, Mommy, Mommy.
I'm sorry. That voice.
No, and the music is bad.
Oh, yeah. It reminds me of a Hanna-Barbera cartoon, I swear to God.
Yeah.
You're not safe until you're in the helicopter.
All right.
Daddy's here.
Oh, we should actually do a watch of the birds sometime.
Yeah, the birds is a great film.
Because the birds is actually going to be played in theaters in October. I think you have to get tickets through Fandango. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, I do a watch of the birds.
Easily.
All right.
I mean, any of these films you want to do, all you have to do is schedule it and do it. I'm in.
Yes.
And that is not a problem.
I just have to have the time, and I'll tell you, yesterday I was having a rough
go. At least now you know it's like Night of the Leapists because they're leaping this.
Yes. Unfortunately, I went slightly, actually more than slightly anemic yesterday and had some issues, but iron's back normal. Bruising has stopped, and I'm okay. Just still tired, though.
It's getting closer to town.
I would laugh so hard if somebody actually said that to me in real life.
That's a friggin' lootly.
And how many people at a drive-in are not stoned?
Right.
And how many people would be laughing anyway? Mm-hmm. Do you think you would get this cooperation at a real drive-in? Are you fucking kidding me?
No, hell no. Now we're closing on the shocking conclusion of the movie.
Yes.
With all this tension and details, I cannot feel any tension whatsoever with this. It's too...
No, not at all.
Okay, Scout. How you doing, bud? Where you been? You been napping? Yeah.
Aww.
There's the drain.
The drain, boss. The drain.
And then the train stops. What you guys doing?
Get out of here.
And now, the most ridiculous ending to a movie you've ever seen. Yes.
It's funny getting.
Yeah. Great way to kind of traumatize the kids. Bring them to a drive-in theater. Then do... A War on Giant Rabbits.
Yep.
Some of those are some very chubby bunnies. Look at the chubby flow. Or just running towards the Christmas lights. I mean, cars.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I did notice is that it didn't take them very long to convince the government to bring in the military. Usually it takes a little bit more convincing. And did you notice that one of the
everyone's going to eat well in the next couple of days.
But did you notice that the scenes of the flamethrowers are in black and white?
Yeah.
They're pulled from an older movie. That's the reason why. I remember the first time I ever saw Mighty Olympus, I had to be maybe 6 or 7 years old. And it was, I fell asleep and I woke up, and I woke up to this scene. And I was like, what the hell am I watching? Am I having a nightmare, or is this an actual thing? Oh, it's an actual thing. Rawr.
It's a massacre!
Yeah, this ending of the movie is a rough watch, but there's another nature gone crazy movie that's even harder to watch, and that's Orca.
That movie is
freaking brutal. Not a fun time. Beautiful movie, good movie, but freaking brutal.
Oh, the humanity!
Yeah, we're trying to think of more rabbit jokes. I think we burned through them all.
Well, you know what? If there's any missing rabbits, you could always send out a warrant for them.
That's true. Yeah, leave your daughter with a babysitter. We don't want to deal with her because all the crap she caused.
Yeah, seriously.
I just love how these movies have a happy ending. Wait for it. Or is it? Blinky, blinky, blinky. And that, everybody, is Night of the Lepus.
Oh, good God. We should have waited for a leap year for this, but that's okay.
Yeah. We're actually done on Easter Day, but we were all busy that day.
Yeah, and you had to schedule it, and I had to kick you out because I had something else come up, unfortunately.
Yep.
But I'm glad
we were all doing this.
Stuff.
Me too. And also at the time, we were all doing our Easter things, and, you know, Carl's church organist, so he was doing Easter services. I was with my family and hanging out, just having a wonderful time with everybody.
Absolutely.
So,
well, this was a blast, man. Thanks a lot.
Oh, no problem. I love doing shows and everything, and I have to do more about it. It's a few things that kind of need to smooth out, and we'll be doing more episodes.
Well, I just want to do very briefly before we end up here, I want to do a little bit of housekeeping. And just to give you an idea, yesterday we did a commentary watch for Dinner for Schmucks, and that was for tax day. And of course, tonight we did Night of the Lepus. Tomorrow for 420, we're doing a movie that's better watch if you're stoned. And, of course, that's in honor of 420. And that is The Manitou with Tony Curtis and Burgess Meredith and Susan Strasberg and so many more, Michael and Sarah and Southern's in that. Good Lord. And it's nutsy. It's basically Tony Curtis plays a fake mystic who
former girlfriend has developed a fetus on her neck, which is the reincarnation of an evil Native American medicine man. And it gets even crazier than that. So that's for tomorrow. And we do suggest some herbal entertainment because it'll be fun. On Friday, Adam is going to be with the Catholic Ray Mission. I will be part of a group, and we'll be discussing the adventures of Briscoe County Jr. And then on Sunday, TC is going to be with us and with Rock This Town Radio. And it's Lithium is my co-pilot. He's going to be focusing on music that's on the Sirius channel Lithium, which is 90s grunge. So that's going to be Sunday. I will also tell you that upcoming, we've got a couple of people that will be joining us in the near future. Kenan Walker, who has a new film out. We've had Kenan on before. He's the duck master at the Peabody Motel. He'll be with us on Thursday, it looks like. And then also I contacted Todd Sheets because he has a new series out, which is on Tubi, which is produced by Fred Olin Ray. And I'm trying to get Fred on also to talk about that. And it's a new series on TNT Jackson, the old exploitation movie from the 90s. And also it features footage that Todd shot years ago with Rudy Ray Moore. So this is actually
nice.
New footage that you've never seen with Rudy Ray Moore in this series. So hopefully that'll all be taken care of. We'll get that in the next couple of weeks. So that's what we've got planned so far. How about you, Doc? You got anything sort of up your sleeve that you want to do in the next couple of weeks?
Actually, yes, I do. I will be I've been talking to Stephen Ronquillo, and we should be doing a show on Sunday for the drive-in Super Masarama with Gene and George, and I will be hopping over there. It's going to be an awesome show, and you'll hear about the event that's actually coming up in about a week and a half. Actually, in 1 week it's coming up because tomorrow's Thursday, and I'm heading down to Pennsylvania Thursday next week. And it's going to be awesome. Really awesome.
Good.
The first 2 weeks in May, I'm going to be really, really busy. But after that, we'll try and do a couple more shows.
Okay, good. It's always glad to have you back, man, doing this. You know, do it as often as you can because I love being on the podcast with you, man.
You're a great co-host, and I thoroughly enjoy doing all these shows with you.
Well, thank you. And I think that's basically about it, is it not, Mr. Doc? You can lead us out from here.
Yes. So, thank you everyone for joining us for this episode of Doc Sludge's Toxic Cinema. I will be working on more stuff for YouTube here pretty soon. I did have a video released today that did not go very well, mainly because I'm a klutz in the video, and nobody's really watching it, but that's okay because the next one will be better. All right, so thank you, everybody. Thank you so much, Carl. Thank you to all the money.
You're welcome, Doc.
Have a great night.
Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.